السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مولانا مفتی آفو صاحب، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. مفتی صاحب, I hope you and the family are in the best of health. Allah accept your good work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the beautiful nasiha that you give to us every morning, and our listeners are benefiting tremendously. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakum Allah khairan, Hazrat, for your du'as and for your motivation. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allah khairan for the lovely opportunity. Allahu Akbar. We were discussing this great Nabi of Allah, and every Nabi of Allah is so great. Anbiya alayhim as-salawatu was-salam. Interestingly, when our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you see me in a dream, you've definitely seen me, because the shayateen can never take my form. They can never lie to you in the dream that I am Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's so special. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to aspire to see our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning in the dream. But also, seeing any of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam is part and parcel of this speciality. Because shayateen cannot take the form of any Nabi. Alayhimu minallahi as-salawatu wa taslimat. Anbiya alayhi wasalam are the greatest of Allah's creation. They are pure, and their lives that they lived were so amazing and so righteous and so upright. In the lives of Anbiya alayhi wasalam, they always did what was right, and they always did what was best. There was never a sin or a wrong perpetrated by them. There were certain occasions where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected them, not for any wrong. They didn't do any wrong. For us, in our life, we have good and we have bad. We have right and we have wrong. Anbiya alayhim as-salam, for them, there was good and there was the best. So sometimes when they did what was good, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would guide them as to their maqam and status was to do what was best. They should have done what was best. And most of the time they did do what was best. And sometimes Allah ta'ala made them do certain things for us to learn and be guided from that situation and how to handle that situation in our lives. Like on that occasion where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say insha'Allah. And the arrival of Jibreel alayhi salam with that response to the three questions posed by the mushrikeen of Makkah. But the Jewish community motivated them to ask those three questions. And that response was delayed, and the reason being was inshallah was not uttered. And then when the three answers came, subhanallah, and those three questions are responded to in Surah Al-Isra and Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 17 and chapter 18. The one answer comes in Surah Al-Isra, and the two questions are responded to in Surah Al-Kahf. But the answer comes with the verse, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَيَّشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, and never ever that I will do this in the morrow, meaning definitely I'll do this tomorrow, or I'll be there tomorrow. إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا, I will do this tomorrow, unless we couple it with إِيَّشَاءَ, inshallah. If Allah wills, it will happen. So, and this also teaches us that everything happens through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, because we as human beings know not whether we'll be here tomorrow, or we will, or whether we'll have the health and the ability to actually do that tomorrow. And many a time we should think of this when there's an opportunity to do something for Allah's deen. Prioritize that, respected ummah. Because there could be a time where we don't even know if we'll be able to do it. One is death can overcome us. The other is sickness can overcome a person. A person is around, but heart attack, whatever the ailment, a catastrophe, a situation, an accident. So a person is there, but he can't do it. So sometimes to be able to aspire to put Allah first and see where we can do Allah Ta'ala's work with priority, that is a very, very great thing. May Allah give us all tawfiq. And I hope we all remember, we were discussing one of these greatest of people, Anbiya alayhim as-salawatu minallahi wa taslimat, and that was none other than Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. And one of the lessons we drew from there was, amazing is the fact, and not only amazing, but shocking, people prior to Hazrat Salih alayhi salam were spared and they were saved. They were saved from such a punishment. Winds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was unleashed and everyone was destroyed except the people of Iman, except the people connected to the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Hud alayhi salam. So when the people of Hazrat Salih alayhi salam are told that, don't you remember what happened to your forefathers? And you know what they react? They say, yeah, see, they weren't wise enough. They weren't intelligent enough. We know how to make a plan. We know what to do. Ya Allah. This is the height of haughtiness and arrogance, where we don't realize that Allah is in control. Allah is doing everything. Everything happens from Allah. That wind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the winds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they didn't learn that lesson. And they thought it was due to the lack of the intellect of the past people. So what they did was, they had their homes in their communities, but because of their, they thought they can escape the will of Allah, they constructed their palaces and their castles inside the mountains. Now they use their logic that where the wind can affect anything inside the mountains, as soon as the wind blows strong, we have our fortresses, we have a special protection. Ya Allah, how unwise of them, how shallow-minded of them. And why is it shallow-minded? Not to realize that Allah is in control. And that when we take the means in this worldly life, it's not that the means is going to help us. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that this is what Allah ta'ala says. You take the means that is halal, but remember, Allah is in control. It will happen as Allah wants, when Allah wants, in the manner Allah wants, on whom Allah wants, as Allah wants, when Allah wants, how Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, in the amount Allah wants, in the manner Allah wants. And وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. And if Allah Ta'ala doesn't want something, and the entire universe wants it to happen, it will happen as Allah wants. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to teach this Iman and Aqidah even to the youth of Medina Munawwara. The hadith, subhanAllah, what an amazing hadith. Our beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was on his conveyance, and with him was Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas, radiallahu anhu. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never wasted any time. Every opportunity was seized in benefiting people, or doing good deeds, or helping others. And every Muslim he met, he taught him something about deen. Every non-Muslim our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam met, he invited them to Islam. This is a beautiful practice of the sunnah that you and I should bring it alive in our lives. We meet Muslims and non-Muslims on a daily basis, many a time per day. Every Muslim our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam met, he taught him something about deen. Every non-Muslim he met, he presented the message of Islam and motivated that person to consider embracing Islam. Ya Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu is on the conveyance with our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, young man, yahfazillah, yahfazk. Guard Allah's command. Allah will protect you. Yahfazillah, guard the command of Allah. You'll find Allah in front of you. And then when you ask due to your need, ask Allah. When you seek assistance from Allah. وَإِذَسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And you must have firm conviction and knowledge, young man. If Allah wants something, and the entire universe doesn't want it for you, because Allah wants it for you, you will get it no matter what. And if Allah doesn't want something for you, and the entire universe, with all their forces, want to arrange this for you, because Allah doesn't want it for you, it will never, ever happen. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching a young man. A young man, he wasn't even baligh. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching him to see everything from Allah and nothing happens without Allah. And here, Hazrat Salih alayhi salam is telling the people, but they're not prepared to understand. They thought, we got our plan and this is what they did. And when Allah Ta'ala's punishment came, subhanallah, what was the punishment that Allah Ta'ala sent? Allah Ta'ala sent this angel that gave one screech, one scream, Ya Allah, and this nation was terminated. Subhanallah. So nobody can escape the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, many a time we think, you know, shortage of this or shortage of that, let's make another plan. But making another plan, we're not negating that. But remember, turn to a'mal, turn to good actions, increase that in our lives. That's the actual thing that is demanded of us. Alhamdulillah. Many a time there's some problem in our business. We analyze where is there a leakage. But also analyze in a'mal, where have we fallen short? Is our zakat up to date? Is our mu'amalat and dealings with people up to date? Have we paid people their dues? Now there's a lot of break-ins, or there's this, or there's that, or there's other challenges. Analyze, is that up to date? And then also look at the worldly situation as well. But keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order as our priority. And I mentioned to you with Allah's karam that what happened to the child of the camel of Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. So the child of a camel is called a calf. In Arabic, the word is interesting. It's called saqab. So just a few Arabic words. In Arabic, the elephant is called fil, but the offspring of the elephant is called daghfal. The naqa is the camel. Its child is a calf. The horse is fars, but its child, it's a foal, is a foal, and that in Arabic is muhr. And in Arabic, for the child of a donkey, it is jahsh, a lion, asad. The cub of the lion is shibl. You always hear the beautiful nasheed, gharrid ya shibl al iman. Recite in a melodious tone, oh, the cub of iman, shibl, meaning equating the believer to be like a lion of Allah and his child to be like the cub. So here, this camel's child is called saqab. And now when they hamstrung the camel, they killed the camel, and now they wanted to capture the child of the camel, and it escaped. And where did it go? It ran towards the mountain, and Allahu Akbar, the mountain opened up, the rock opened, and it went inside. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved that calf, the calf of the camel. And subhanallah, Allah ta'ala saved it. And one of the chapters, the nine times Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned, and many of the times the entire event is mentioned about how the punishment of Allah Ta'ala came to this haughty, arrogant people. But the believers, connected to the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, connected to the Deen of Allah Ta'ala, were spared. But what else is very interesting is, in times to come, before Judgment Day, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us about one creature called Dabbatul Ard. And one of the chapters that mention Hazrat Salih alayhi salam is Surah An-Naml, chapter 27. So chapter 27, verses 47, 46, 47 onward. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ فَإِذَا هُمْ فَرِيقَانِ يَخْتَصِمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala mentions the detailed da'wah of the Nabi of Allah and so forth and so forth, and how Allah's punishment came upon them. At the end of the chapter, same chapter, Surah An-Naml, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions, and this is in verses 82. وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, when Allah's decree befalls them, وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Now, Mufassirin discuss, what is this waqa'a al-qawlu alayhim, which I will explain now. But when waqa'a al-qawlu alayhim takes place, Allah Ta'ala says, أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ. We will unleash for them, and we will take out for them a creature, a creation of Allah that will come out from the earth, and تُكَلِّمُهُمْ. This creation of Allah, تُكَلِّمُهُمْ, from the word kalam, it will speak to the people. And it will tell them that you didn't bring conviction before. Now, your time has elapsed. You were supposed to bring iman and correct your life before this time. Now you're going to be stamped. So, tukallimuhum, it will tell them, now it's too late. Anna nas kanu biayatina la yuqinun, that the people didn't want to bring faith and yaqeen in our signs, meaning in the signs of Allah. So, the creation of Allah will tell them this. It will speak to them. It will be a creature that will speak to the people. The other meaning of tukallimuhum comes from the word kalam, which we mentioned. The other is kalim. And kalim means to make a mark and to wound. Like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the person who begs people, asks for people, of people, then there will be kalim, wounds on his face. He'll be disgraced on judgment day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So kalim, he will be, they will, this creature will mark everyone, believer and non-believer. But when will this happen? وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ, when the decision of Allah befalls them. Qatada says, this means Allah's wrath now becomes necessary for them because of the level of unfaithfulness. وَجَبَ الْغَضَبُ عَلَيْهِمْ, defiance and denial of the deen of Allah, turning away from Allah's deen. Mujahid says, Allah's decision befalls them, that they now won't bring iman. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu and Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ, in this verse 82. When Allah's decision befalls them, they say this happens إذا لم يأمروا بالمعروف وينهوا عن المنكر وجب السخط عليهم. When this quality of concern for others, advocating good and forbidding evil, aspiring to bring good alive in the ummah, when this effort and concern and worry comes out of people and everyone becomes selfish, then that's about judgment day and this creature will come and strike them. So that's quite an interesting tafsir by these two sahaba radiallahu anhum. وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ means when inviting good to good, advocating good, calling people to truth. And أَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ encompasses advocating truth in Muslims, and nahi anil munkar is also to make effort upon Muslims. This ayah comes from Surah Ali Imran. Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Sima rahmatullah alayhi said that the ayah was revealed in the context of the arrival of a Christian delegation. So yes, as it can mean to remind Muslims to bring good in our lives and stay away from evil, it also means to advocate the truth to non-Muslims, like Christians. Tell the non-Muslims about the oneness of Allah. Advocate good in them, the beauty of Tawheed, the beauty of Islam, that's Amr bil Ma'ruf. And warn them against shirk, or ascribing partners unto Allah, or attributing the three gods in our belief, and explain to them that Isa alayhi salam worshipped one Allah. He was not worshipped himself. He worshipped Allah, like Yaqub alayhi salam, like Ibrahim alayhi salam, and so forth and so forth. Explaining that to them is part and parcel of Amr bil Ma'roof and An-Nahyu anil Munkar, as it is the context of the verse of Amr bil Ma'roof and Nahyu anil Munkar in Surah Ali Imran. Back to this ayah we're discussing, وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ, also means that when advocating good and worrying about people leaving evil and advocating this to them, when this is neglected, then Allahu Akbar, the angel of Allah, this creature will come and the people will be stamped. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ means the ulama would pass on and knowledge of deen will not be available and the Quran Kareem will be raised. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala help us and Allah Ta'ala save us. That's why one of the subhanAllah, this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ayatu khurujihi, the sign, one of the signs of the arrival of Dajjal is when advocating good and calling and stopping evil comes out of the ummah and abundance of shedding blood. So this creature Allah Ta'ala will send out, أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ. And what is this creature? Now there's different opinions of the Mufassireen. We're just going to mention something of these opinions and the main opinion. The main opinion here, as far as this creature is concerned, before Judgment Day, this creation of Allah is the offspring, the calf of the camel of Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu was salam. فأول الأقوال أنه فصيل ناقة صالح عليه السلام وهو صحها والله تعالى أعلم. This is the preferred view as far as this creation. Who is this creation? This is the calf of the camel. What's the proof that this is the view? Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu's hadith, this is in Abu Dawood, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this dabba. And then he said, it'll come out on three occasions. And it'll come out in the furthest portion of the wilderness. And then not many areas will hear about this dabba. Then it'll come out again. And it will become very widespread. Especially in the wilderness areas. And even in Makkah Mukarramah. وَيَدْخُلُ ذِكْرُهَا الْقَرْيَةِ. The main city, Makkah, will hear about this. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then all of a sudden, people will be in the greatest masjid. most sacred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the most honored masjid to Allah, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the Masjid al-Haram. And all of a sudden, lam yaru'uhum, everyone will be shocked that this creature will come out, وَهِيَ تَرْغُو, and it is making rugha. And rugha in the Arabic language is the specific sound made by the camel. And this is a clear indication that this creature is a camel, and it will come out between the Rukn Yamani and the Hajar Aswad near the Maqam Ibrahim, and it will dust its head from the soil, and everyone will scatter, halter skelter, trying to escape this Dabba. It comes to the believers and it gives them such a shine. كَأَنَّهَا الْكَوْكَبُ الدُّرِّي, they will literally look like a shining star. And then it will go everywhere, traversing the earth. لَا يُدْرِكُهَا طَالِبْ وَلَا يَنْجُو مِنْهَا هَارِبْ. Our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, anyone trying to capture it, to kill it, will not be able to capture it. And anyone trying to escape from it, will not be able to escape from it. To such an extent that even the man who now never prioritized salah in his life, he just did it haphazardly as a last resort, he will now think, let me run away from this dabba, and this is a religious thing, so let me start salah. And as the dabba is charging towards him, he goes into salah. The dabba comes behind him and tells him, Ya fulan, hey, so and so, now you worry about salah. Now you want to make salah. فَتُقْبِلُ عَلَيْهِ, it will come to him and it will brand him, and every person will be branded like this. So this is clear in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then other reports backing, explaining these hadith, explain that probably with this dabba, it would have with it the staff of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and the ring of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi musallawatu min Allahi wa taslimat. So this is, when this creature comes out, no one would be able to bring iman at that time. So yes, we have to protect our iman. We have to bring iman beforehand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to protect our iman, to preserve our iman before it is too late. And may Allah help us share the message of iman with the world. The chapter that mentions Dabbatul Ard is one in the Quran Kareem. And this is in Surah An-Naml. And I would love you all to see what Allah says in the chapter about the ant. In the same chapter, Allah speaks about the dabba. In the same chapter, Allah speaks about the hudhud, the hoopoe bird. And we learn from all three a deed that is selfless. The ant was concerned about the other ants. Imagine, the bird was concerned about the Yemeni ruler, queen, whose nation was worshipping the sun and neglecting the worship of Allah. This bird was worried. How can they ascribe partners unto Allah? The bird couldn't bear it. What about you and I? When Allah in the Quran tells us that the ant was concerned about other ants, the bird was worried that people mustn't ascribe a partner unto Allah. And this dabba will come before judgment day, when it will be too late for people to change at that time. So every one of us, let's spend this day bringing deen alive in our lives, in our families' lives, in our children's lives, our staff's lives, our neighbors' lives, our associates, our tenants, our compatriots, our friends, whoever we associate with, have this intention that Allah guide me to say what is right, to bring one and all, myself and others, towards you. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Jazakumullahu khairan for the opportunity.